Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Biggest Steelers-Ravens game since a Christmas day turned into a Christmas night back in 2016, the Immaculate Extension. Who gave that play that nickname? Do we know?
You know what? Starkey might have been the man to do it. You never know. He's very clever and he's very quick on his feet with that.
I feel like he hasn't gotten credit for that, if that's true.
The only reason I would say...
It's definitely been put into the Steelers fan vernacular and lexicon, yeah. So does he get credit for that the way that I did nicknames like Mediocre Mason,
Did you really get credit for a lot of that stuff?
I saw that it entered the zeitgeist. People started using it.
Oh, so if I entered the zeitgeist, then...
Yeah.
Okay.
Pickett to Pickens is the new Montana to Rice.
Oh, that one just rolled off the tongue. About as easily as Pickett throwing a pass to Pickens did.
Yeah. Queen is salty because of the way the Ravens treated him. They never picked up a fifth-year option. They gave him the Najee treatment. And then after an all-pro year, they said, nah, we're good. See you later. And now he's playing for us, playing for the good guys, and coming off his best game. I've got a few Steelers Ravens questions I'm going to throw at you guys today. The first one is this. Queen clearly wants to be the star of this game, the dude that gets not only Donnie Football's game ball, Donnie's ball, but also gets the Mike Tomlin game ball, the petty game ball.
Oh, there'll be a petty game ball for sure if he has a huge game.
Yes, the petty game ball afterwards, like Russ got in Denver for not even playing. Who is your pick right now to be the star of this game at 412-928-9370? And it can be a Raven player. If you have a horrible feeling about this game that's eating at you, gnawing at you, and you want to nominate someone on the other side to be the standout player, the guy that we're going to all be talking about on Monday is the dude that broke the Steelers' back. You can do that too if you're a negative Nancy at 412-928-9370. Malzy, do you think it'll be Patrick Queen?
No. No, I don't.
Then who?
I'm going to play the percentages here, and I'm going
to... Who are you now? Jim Leland? You're a manager?
You think Jim played the percentages, or did he more just like take a drag on a marbled head and then go with his gut?
You know what? He was not a play the percentages guy.
He was a gutty guy.
Who was a play the percentage manager? Tony La Russa?
Was Joe Madden a
guy? He was a number freak.
Yeah, he would probably be the number.
He was a geek.
Then. Yeah.
Geeks and freaks. All right.
So and we always talk about me. I'm a gut guy.
So who is the guy? Then you're going against
I'm going
the grain.
Against
you're
the
going
gut.
Against type.
I'm going to play the percentages and say that the star of this game is going to be the best player on either side.
TJ Watt.
And no, Lamar Jackson, who is going to be, I think, a three-time MVP after this season. I'm going to assume that at some point, and that point will be this weekend, he's going to have a breakout game against a team that has had a lot of success about against him.
What a depressing take to open the show.
Something you asked me for an honest opinion. What do you want me to do? Do you want me to lie to your face?
No.
I think Chris Boswell is going to be the star with 12 field
Wait
goals.
Wait a minute. Are you kidding me? Because that's actually my pick.
No, I'm not. I am kidding you. But before you get to Boz...
I legit have the kicker stats page pulled up on ESPN here, and that's what I was going to use to make my point.
No.
You just stole my thunder, as they say in our business, you bastard.
And I did it while trying to mock the idea of picking a kicker, so that's not really a great sign for you.
You said it while pumping the tires of Lamar Jackson. Not exactly a great thing for Chris Muller to do as an afternoon drink. of host in Pittsburgh. But then again, you're like a cockroach in the nuclear storm. You just ride it out, baby.
I just can't get fired. Just continue.
Bosses
to
change.
Seasons change. Malzahn remains eternal. So a little, I was looking through those game logs of his again against the Steelers. Now there's a bunch of times he hasn't played
against
them.
That's borderline erotic to do, by the way. That's a fun activity.
There are a lot of low passer ratings. There's a lot of interceptions. There's not a lot of touchdowns.
Speaking of low, Jalen Lowe will join us at 4:30 today.
I'm excited to talk to him, man.
Me too.
I'm excited.
Going to that game tomorrow.
That team has me already fired up. Our big event last night.
Curtis, you say something about getting fired up?
What are you doing now? What do you got now? Is this just like you?
I'm in a good mood. It's Steelers Ravens. The weather.
So I'm not trying to
bring
you down.
The weather fits Steelers Ravens. Driving around in cold, rainy weather makes me think about.
You know what
happened?
One aside here for 10 seconds. So I have that flat top griddle side, and it has a cover that routinely I don't strap it underneath like with a Velcro. Because even when I have, it still blows off. So it must have blown off this morning. I put Lennox on the bus, came back to the house, and I thought, oh, I got to put that cover on. It's supposed to rain later today. And then I like didn't do it right then and there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I thought like, I got time. I'll remember. And I just slipped my mind for 15 minutes. By the time I looked outside, pouring rain. So there's no point in putting it on. So now that damn thing has been getting inundated all day, which I'm very mad about. But that's just an aside. I was looking back at the Lamar game logs against the Steelers. A couple things jump out. There's a bunch of games he hasn't played against them, either because of injury or in the case of the second game last year, they didn't need him to play. They had already sewn everything up.
Yep.
Which is sort of a testament to how well he's played because he gets them to that point, right? Then I was looking at it chronologically, man. How many games do you think he's even played against the Steelers since 2021?
He's played the game last year here.
Mm-hmm.
And he played 2021.
Hold on.
I think he played in 2021 too. That's the TJ Watt 2-point conversion.
Yeah, so since that game, I should have said he's played one.
He's played one.
And so here is why I am feeling
a lot of Tyler Snoop Huntley's in there, Malzahn.
Yeah, there's a
Pro Bowler.
There's a lot of Snoop that they've gone up against. Here is why I am feeling the way I'm feeling, which is bothering you and probably bothering some of our listeners. I think he is an obviously, at least to me, he is a better player now than he was even in 2021 when he already had an MVP award. I think he's become better as a passer. They have evolved as an offense because they've had Monken in there. Monken's in his second year. I am looking at a lot of Lamar can't beat the Steelers stuff, and I'm just realizing that at least some of it is generated on the back of, here's this guy in 2019. He beat the Steelers, but barely. He didn't play well. He was still, that was like the early years of Jackson. Here's 2020. It's just weird all the way around.
Yep.
Here's the 2021 game. It comes down to a 2-pointer. Like, it wasn't like he played great, but it came down to one play, right? And he didn't make the play. What did? There's only one other game on the docket. You have even come around to agree. Yes, there were a hilarious number of Ravens drops in that game last year. I think he's kind of due because I think this is the best version of him they'll see. And the truth of the matter is, just going back several years now, they haven't seen him very much for a variety of reasons. They're going to see him at the height of his powers for the first time, maybe ever.
So this is like a hidden vigorous take.
Yeah.
This is like he's
a little,
bound.
I just looked at it and
he's due for a good game.
You see these big gaps. He's inactive. And I'm just thinking he's due. And they also just haven't seen him very much. And so a lot of the narrative of their dominance over him is really built on stuff that happened 3-4 years ago.
But also it's, you can't just write it off as they're good against him because they're familiar with him. They're actually not that familiar with him. Like, there's this narrative out there that we've probably propped up. Oh, the Steelers are better against Lamar Jackson because they see Lamar Jackson so much. No, they don't.
Well, that might work cut the other way, though. They haven't really seen this version of him. The one time they did, his receivers did let him down. And I think even a lot of people who are on your side of this, yep, admitted, like, man, that was a comical number of big drops.
By the way, he's not the best player in this game. I think Trent Jordan-Watt needs a...
So who's... I mean, do you agree quarterback's harder to play than edge rusher?
Yes.
Going to be a three-time MVP if he keeps this up. How many defensive players of the year does Watt have?
He should have. In my book, he has two. He had one stolen from him because last year they used PFF numbers to elect Miles Garrett.
Which we only go with when we agree with them.
Donnie, who will be the star of Steelers-Ravens?
I think Russell Wilson will be the star of Steelers-Ravens. Because I do think both quarterbacks are going to have big games. But the – Ravens defense. Now, historically, you picture the Ravens defense, and everybody just assumes it's going to be great, but they've had probably their worst defense, I don't know, since their inception. Like, how often has their defense been this poor? I think that opens up for Russell Wilson to maybe even outdo what he's already done. He's already been a surprise to people in a big way. And I think they're going to put up...
Is this a Russell Wilson gets the ball last and therefore they win? Or do you think there will be a Lamar Jackson soul-sucking, back-breaking brain fart late in this game that helps the Steelers win?
I think it'll be a Russell Wilson gets the ball last and he actually leads them down the field and they like kick a field goal in a tied game or something.
So again, though, Chris, you are saying Lamar's the star, and Donnie's not bringing himself to say Lamar is going to suck ass against the Steelers.
No, it sounds I think Donnie's implying by saying it's a who gets the ball last that he expects an Old West six-gun shootout.
He's making it sound like John Smoltz and Jack Morris in the World Series, where it's just two guys going blow for blow against each other. My pick's Boswell, and you know why my pick's Boswell? Because there's actually the biggest divide here. Is not quarterbacks. It's for the first time in years rivalry, it's kickers. So many of these games come down to one possession or 3 points. Boswell leads the NFL, 95.8 field goal percentage, his long 57. Mm-hmm. Newsflash, Justin Tucker now sucks.
He is not good from 50 plus.
Justin Tucker is 78.9. Which is 34th in the league in field goal percentage, and he doesn't make long ones.
2 for 5 from 50-plus this year. Scattershot like we've never really seen. He misses field goals you just aren't used to seeing him miss. The worst part about him was he was always so inevitable. Like, not only would he make 55-yarders, they would split the uprights. And you're just like, what am I even watching here? Now on specifically longer field goals, he is really bad. Boswell, especially compared to his previous like standard, he's really bad. Boswell hasn't slipped. The one thing I will say, and I'm not saying it's going to affect how I pick the game, but I think it's going to be a variable. I do think sometimes the Ravens and Lamar have benefited in terms of just putting points on the board, that they don't have to take certain risks teams need to take when they're at the edge of field goal range, because the guy was so automatic. They could get 3 points on drives where other teams might have to put the ball at risk or just punt it because they trust their kicker. Now they're living like a lot of other teams are with this guy.
And we're the exact opposite. We've got a weapon.
Wizard of Boz. Although who was it against Indy that he didn't use the weapon indoors?
Yes.
50, from 50.
Yeah, on the first drive of the game.
Whatever yards. Yeah. That might have made it.
All right. So Patrick Queen obviously wants to be the guy that gets carried off the field like Rudy because of the way the Ravens treated him. Who is your pick to be the star of this game at 412-928-9370? That's 412-928-9370. Malzi is trying to piss everybody off by saying Lamar Jackson. Donnie is saying Russell Wilson. Donnie is a man of the people, but it also is something that I know he believes in. He's not going to gin up a fake take. That's not what the football guy does.
Are you implying by saying that about Donnie's take that you think I am out here ginning?
No, I think that you're being...
I'm out here just slinging gin?
I think saying Lamar Jackson is absolutely an authentic Malzi take.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.